In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There are people that I can never forget. And some of them we invite visitors to church. Sometimes we invite bishops, speakers. These visitors, when they come, because of the way they pray, I can never forget how they pray, how they relate to God. How's their face while they're praying? How's their hearts? How their words go out? And to tell you the truth, the only way we learn prayer, and when we see great examples praying. And if you want to grow in the life of prayer, you need to learn prayer from others. And you need to learn good examples of prayer. I always say that iron sharpens iron, and also prayer sharpens prayer. So you want your prayer to grow, then you need to see, you need to pray with people, you need to see great men of prayer who pray. So, in today's gospel, when the Lord Jesus prayed, the disciples were astonished. I don't know what they saw. I don't know how the Lord was praying. But in the end, they were amazed and they told him, Lord, teach us to pray. Please, teach us to pray. And Jesus not only gave them a prayer, but he gave them a model of prayer. And this model of prayer is the Lord's Prayer. A lot of time we take the Lord's Prayer, we pray it a lot more than any other people, more than any other church, more than any other denomination. But I think we took the example without the model. We took the literal prayer, we use it without this model of prayer, which is a great prayer. Actually, all the fathers of the church, when he spoke about prayer, they said, what is the best model of prayer? How does God want us to pray? Do I invent the prayer? Do I do what I want to do? Or what's a good model of prayer? How do I pray? And actually, the Lord gave us this model through the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is not only a prayer to use or say, but it's a model. This is how you structure your prayer, the same structure, the same things that Jesus prayed for, or asked us to pray for during the Lord's Prayer. This is what we should pray for. The same structure, the same example or model we should use. So let's look a little bit on the Lord's Prayer as a model of prayer. Disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, a prayer that we always pray, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. When I pray, is it structured the same way? Not necessarily in the same order. But if you look at this prayer, you will feel that we are almost disconnected from God. The things that he prayed for and he asked us to pray for, it's not the same things we pray for all the time. Out of all this prayer that you see, how many sentences, how many words did he ask for regular, normal life stuff? How many times prayed for the family, for the kids, and for the needs, and for the future, and for the problems? How many times in this prayer? It's not zero, but it's just one sentence, which is very, very, very nice. Just one sentence. Give us this day our daily bread. Meaning, we know that you are going to take care of all of our needs. That's it. End of story. But all the prayer is about God. It's about Him. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. The prayer is around the Lord Himself, not around us. A lot of times we misunderstand prayer. We think prayer is a message that we send to God, right? It's like an email, send, and we want to make sure that it reached there. That's not the prayer. Prayer is not a message you send to God. And actually, I always feel that when people bring a prayer request to the altar, which is a great thing to do. Sometimes I'm afraid that this is our lifestyle prayer. A message sent to God, if I make sure it's sent and it reaches there, that's good. That's not prayer. Prayer has nothing to do with requests. Prayer is a communication with God. Prayer is a time that we develop our relationship with our Heavenly Father. That's why He said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. This model, so when you stand to pray, you know that you're standing in front of your Father, but at the same time, He's a Heavenly Father. He is a Heavenly Father. He is a Holy Father. He is the Holy God, but He is Father too. And you are there to build that relationship. Is this the model of our prayer? Is this the mentality we start prayer? Or it is the cost, it is the duty that I have to do. And I have to do this prayer. Unfortunately, the way we pray the Lord's Prayer, when God hears it, has nothing to do with the relationship between a father and a son. The children don't stand in front of their parents and say a couple of words every single day, every time they see them. It's a communication. It's a relationship. It's not a duty. So, that's what I mean by model. When He said, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, know that you are standing in front of your Heavenly Father and you are communicating with Him. A lot of times we think that prayer, and people actually ask that, prayer is something that you twist God's arm. And if you have good connection, some people can pray and if God doesn't want to do anything, you get good people to pray and you intercede with St. Mary or Pope Carlos and they will twist God's arm and He will change His mind and He will give you what you want. Have nothing to do with prayer. That's not prayer. And God does not change His mind. God has one will and this will is a perfect will. And the purpose of prayer is to communicate with God until God's will is your will. You continue pray until God changes you, not that you change God. We think that when I stand and if I keep praying, please, 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 give me this, give me that, and I want this, and I want that, and I keep praying and interceding, then it's like kids, please, 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 He will give it to me. No, that has nothing to do with prayer. Prayer actually will change us and not Him. And not Him. It will change our will. If you look at the entire prayer, it's a spiritual prayer. It's not an earthly prayer. It's a heavenly prayer. We remember that our Father is in heaven, and therefore one day we will be in heaven with Him, and this is how we live. We're not asking for earthly things here. Only one sentence. Give us this day our daily bread. We trust that you will fulfill and give us our needs. Period. That's end of it. But the rest is really praising God. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. I can go through this prayer, but basically it's praising God. You are the all holy. And may your name be glorified. May you be the king on earth as it is in heaven. And may your will be done. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Asking for spiritual things. Please forgive us. Because we know that you gave us forgiveness. But the way we enjoy forgiveness is when we forgive others. That's we know that we are forgiven. And then a nice prayer about, do not lead us into temptation. Help us from the temptations. And protect us from the evil one. It's all a spiritual prayer. It's about our spiritual life. It's about doing God's will. It's about praising God's name. It's about being protected from the devil and from the evil one. It's about escaping temptation. This is the model of our prayer. This is how we should pray when we stand to pray every day. Is this how we pray? Or usually we focus too much on what we want and what we need and the problems we have in our lives. Some people who are very honest, they tell me, when we stand to pray, we get depressed. Especially after we leave prayer depressed. And I tell them, I praise you, I commend you for your honesty, you are very true. And this is the case. You know why? Because your prayer is revolved around you. Shouldn't be the case. It's about Him. It's about Him. It's hallowing Him. Giving Him the holy, the glory, the honor, making Him king over your life and over all the world. Jesus said that in a sermon on the mountain in Matthew 6. He said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For after all these things are Gentiles, the Gentiles seek. Don't worry about these things, the things that you need every day. Don't worry about them. Not only that, I don't want you even to mention that on your prayer. Because He knows that these are your needs, and He will take care of your needs if you believe that He is truly is the Father. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That is prayer. That is prayer. And the reason why we're not growing in the life of prayer, because it's still earthly. It is still disconnected from God. A lot of times I think our prayer is like the speech or the conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and the Samaritan woman. He kept talking about the living water, the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness, the purity, and she kept talking about water and the well and how to go and all these technicalities. Two different directions. Disciples were the same. Asking, when is the day? How is the kingdom? Who's going to be on your right hand, on your left hand? He said, get beyond that. There is much more. There is heavenly life. The earthly life, get over the earthly life, or else you will sink into this. You will drown and you will never be able to get up. You think when you think too much about life and what's going on and the needs, it will change? He said, no. If you worry about your hair, can you change one from black to white? Can't. Can you increase your stature, your length, you can't. You cannot do anything by worrying except getting depressed, getting sad, getting more and more further away from God's will and God's plan in your life. Get beyond that. Don't seek the gift, but the giver. Because when you praise Him, when you want Him, when you stand in prayer telling Him, I care about you, I want you, I want your Holy Spirit, I want your guidance, I want your presence, I want your holiness. I want you in my life, I want you every second, every day, every minute. Then that has the fulfillment of everything else, spiritual and earthly and everything. That is the source of peace. Do you ever think that you will be in God's presence? Can you get into God's presence and leave depressed or sad? When Moses went up on the mountain, what happened to him? His face was shining. Yesterday, in the Gospel, Vespers Gospel, Gospel of Ashiya, it's complementing. Usually all the reading is complementing each other. Yesterday, the Gospel was about the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ on the mountain and His disciples. He took His disciples, went up on the mountain, and all of a sudden, His clothes were as white as snow, and He was shining as the sun. You know what that is? You know what's transfiguration? It's prayer. That is the purpose of prayer. Prayer is ascending into the transfiguration mountain to be alone with the Lord, to see Him in His glory, to hallow Him and His kingdom and His righteousness and His will. And you will be amazed in the presence of God. And like Peter, you will say, Lord, it's so good to be here. Can we stay here? The prayer that's according to God's will, the model of prayer, when you start this prayer, you don't want to finish. Because you're in God's presence. You're in your Father's presence. In the presence of the Holy Lord who is so loving and who is shining. When God opens your eyes to see His glory and to see wonders and to explore more and more things about Him, that is prayer. It has nothing to do with worrying about people and situations and things like this. Prayer is ascending into the mountain in order to meet God. One on one, to meet the Heavenly Father. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Be united with Him. And when He's with us, nothing will matter after that. So what do we seek when we pray? What do we ask for? Jesus said that in today's gospel. He said, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks it will be opened. What do we ask for? What do we ask, seek, and knock? And again, I'll explain ask, seek, and knock. Ask, okay, someone has something, ask, can you please give me this? Then it doesn't answer. Give me this, this is seeking. I will take this. And knocking is physically grabbing it. Like opening a door. Can you please open? No, I don't want to open. Open the door right now. Asking, and this is seeking. And then knocking, you know, it's stronger. What do we ask, seek, and knock for? Ask for what? He explains later on in the end of this gospel. Ask for the best gift ever that God can give you. You always ask for 1%. Why don't you ask for the 99? What is it? He continued the last verse of the gospel and said, if you then being evil, normal, human being, have evil nature, know how to give good gifts to your children. You know how to give gifts to your children? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So what do we ask for? The Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God's presence in us. Being filled with the Spirit. Having God dwelling in us. Being always in His presence. Being always led by His Spirit. Being spiritual people. Being people of God. Be concerned, thinking about Him. Having Him in our minds and our thoughts. I want more of you. Basically, you're seeking Him. I don't want your gifts. I don't want anything because these are 1%. Be smart because when you get the gift, you get it, has a time, and you will leave it or it will be expired. But when you get the giver, you get everything. When you seek the giver, you have everything. And you have more than what you can imagine. But a lot of times, I don't want the giver. I just want the gift. And I'm focusing so much on the gift. No, that's not what we should ask for. It's a model of prayer that's given to us. It's a spiritual prayer. It's a connecting with God prayer. It's a prayer seeking God and seeking the Spirit. You know when you pray for such prayer? When you pray for the Holy Spirit, what happens to your prayer? Will grow. Prayer will make your spiritual life grow, will make everything grow, will give you contentment, will give you peace, will give you the gifts. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will get the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the peace, the love, and the joy, and all the fruits of the Spirit. That's our goal. That's the purpose of our prayer. Lord, you know our physical needs. We're not going to remind you much about that. But we want you to cleanse our sins. Purify us. Protect us from temptations. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in us. Let's be holy like you. We want to become like you. We want to communicate with you. We want to learn how to pray. We want to learn how to be in your presence. We need the heavenly life here on earth. Get us away from our earthly temptations and our earthly things. Lift us up there. Prayer is not a bunch of requests that you submit to God, but it is a connection with the Heavenly Father, receiving Him, seeking His presence, which is the acceptable prayer, the prayer that's according to God's will, the prayer that will fulfill our lives. That's when we know that prayer will be answered. A lot of people, unfortunately, we teach that sometimes to our kids. You want something? Pray. Find kids. And a lot of people, adults, tell you, I don't pray because God doesn't listen to my prayer. I asked Him to heal someone, didn't heal him. I asked Him to give me this job, He didn't give it to me. I asked Him for this and He didn't give me. Has nothing to do with prayer. These are all selfish needs and requests and wants. Nothing to do with connection with God. You'll say, I don't pray anymore because God doesn't listen to me. Of course, St. James says that actually in his epistle. He said, you pray, but you get nothing. Because you pray and you ask, admit, you ask for not the right thing. But if we ask, St. John says that in his epistle, if we ask something according to His will, He will give it to us. It's like we're praying in a different language. It's like we never learned what prayer is. Unfortunately, we learn this prayer from other people, from the Gentiles. That's why Jesus said, do not ask for the earthly things and for the needs. Your Father know that. You're not slaves. You are children. Children should never ask their parents for food. Children should never beg their parents for food. But slaves and servants should. You can't get the cleaning people in your house and they feel free to open the fridge and help themselves. Children can, because this is their house. You shouldn't ask for that if you're a child. But unfortunately, we learn that from the slaves, from the people who are not children of God. And they are begging Him for the food. They are begging Him for the earthly things, because they are slaves and they're not children. Shouldn't do that. But let our prayer be the prayer of the children who are inheriting the kingdom of heaven, who are not living just an earthly life will end, but a heavenly life. A prayer that's according to God's will. Prayer according to that model that Jesus gave us. A prayer that on the same wavelength with God, not an earthly down request that has nothing to do with prayer. May God give us to request the Holy Spirit. This season is the Fast of the Apostles, is the season of the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit. When we ask for the Holy Spirit, we beg for the Holy Spirit to come, not only upon us, but for the entire church. If you notice the Lord's Prayer, something very important, that it's in plural. I'm asking for all people. Our Father. Why not saying my Father? Because you don't pray only for yourself. You are not created to be alone and shouldn't be a selfish prayer. Selfish prayer, when you pray for your own, has nothing to do with your Heavenly Father, because all the children of the Father, they all connected and they pray for each other. And they are, as much as they have a personal relationship with Him, but they are one body when they approach Him. And they are in love with each other. And they pray for each other and pray for the entire world. As we were talking about Amba Ibrahim, the Bishop of Fayyum, who had a heart for all the poor. God has a big heart for all the world. And if you pray a prayer according to His will, let your heart be open to the entire world. Let you pray for everyone, for the salvation of all. That everyone would know Him. That everyone would do His will. That God's name be glorified all over the world. That is the prayer according to God's will. That's the answered prayer. That's the prayer will fill you with the Holy Spirit. That's the prayer will transform your life. And glory be to God forever and ever.